Welcome to Breakfast Bad.
Willkommen is a word you're looking for.
Yeah. What did you have for breakfast?
I didn't have a schnitzel. I had Weetabix and Crunchnut cornflakes in a bowl with a chopped up banana and milk.
Steph, what did you have for breakfast?
Nothing. As of yet.
Shit, the bed.
Is that why you're a little bit grumpy?
I had
a big bowl of grumpy for breakfast.
I had something a little bit weird.
Whoa, what was it?
Right, it's not a pork pie.
Right. Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
A gala slice?
What's that?
Right, it's like a slice of pork pie, but it's got the jelly on it. You know the jelly you used to get in pork pies?
Oh, that's the worst bit. Why
it's the best
one,
and it's got an egg in the middle
it's
as well.
It's got like a boiled egg. It's disgusting.
That sounds disgusting.
You'd love
Have
it.
Have you seen that video of the girl skydiving with that
noise? What does she do?
She's skydiving naked, and like she's twirling around, and every time it gets to her bits, obviously they're flapping in the wind. And this guy...
Oh, God.
It's so funny. What is that?
This is strong for breakfast. This is a different kind of breakfast.
Glue.
You're not pointing at anything.
Can you not see it from there?
No.
Oh, come here.
Oh, that's from the experiment the other day.
Oh.
What was the experiment? Exactly that. Soggy biscuit.
That was not the experiment.
Breakfast done.
Breakfast. Okay, news. News. Right.
I was supposed to get quiet, wasn't
there's I? You've got loud.
News, Steph!
News, Steph! Are we living in a 2D world?
No.
Done.
Finished.
Right, there's a thing going on in America. Like, they're doing some experiments to see if we're living in a 2D world.
It's raining.
No, it's really hard.
Fuck, I've got your mind out.
Every time, like... Every time I go to America, they're banging on about this 2D world. But no, in America, they're doing like some tests to see if we're living in a 2D world. Now, it's really hard for me to understand because I haven't got a PhD in 2D.
Does the test involve opening your eyes?
No, well, the thing is, they say that like the universe could be a hologram and everything is 2D, not 3D. And the 3D bit is part of your vision and it's all part of a grand
vision. Yeah, but I can touch this.
Yeah, but like... It's still solid. But
my experience of 2D would mean that we basically run along levels and climb up ladders and then run back the other way.
Yeah.
Like that's all you can really do with 2D.
This is 2D, right? I've written something on a piece of paper.
Yeah, yes. It's become 2D, but the book itself is 3D, right?
Well, apparently not. If not,
but I don't understand. There's too many planes. There's too many planes.
There's a lot of money going into this, and a lot of people researching it. So
why?
I don't know. I don't, what happens if they do find it?
It's they basically got an address. It's, can I write
basically
them a letter?
It's like, are we living in a Matrix kind of thing?
I just...
But the Matrix was 3D.
Mm.
My telly is 3D. What do they want from us?
I don't know. I don't know what happens if they prove it. Like, suddenly
we'll
turn 2D.
I say that, we just moved out, didn't we? So no, not anymore. Yeah. And it was never my TV.
It was 3D, though.
It was 3D, correct.
All tellies are 3D.
No, but the picture...
Did you have one of those curved ones?
Yeah, just a bit.
All the ones that we went to see in that
Aren't
shop?
Are they 4D, yeah. The curved
They cost ones. About $8,000.
Yeah.
Wait. say what? That again?
No. You can get 4D TVs.
No.
Yeah, you can. You guys are going to look
are you
so
not,
stupid.
Are you not talking about,
are we?
Are you not talking about 4K?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
thing where they like spray water
eventually,
isn't
it?
Yeah. Okay.
Steph is back in the room.
Amazing.
Steph.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean,
well.
Yeah, I don't think it is a 2D world. I think it's a 3D world.
Yeah, so do I. So does everyone.
I really am unsettled by that.
What, that panda?
Yeah,
that. It's all right, just don't look at him.
Okay. He's looking at us, I can see it in the mirror.
I found out something the other day about space. Like, you know, like, the point between space would be...
Are you going to do the Event Horizon folding a piece of paper in half?
Have you not done that?
Have I not done that?
If you imagine, like, this is, like, the Earth, and then there's, like, another solar system over here, so it takes this long to get there.
Yeah, you just fold a bit of paper in
half. They think it might be like that.
Okay. I've seen Event Horizon.
I can't remember Event Horizon, but they think it might be like that, so they're actually like a really quick way to get there.
Yeah, they're talking about wormholes and things like that.
Yeah.
They found
six black holes yesterday.
Yeah, do you know that a black hole isn't a black hole? It's like it's got mass. It's like a... And that's the problem with it. It's got so much mass that it sucks things towards it.
So what happens if you go into it?
I think you just get destroyed. Oh, I read a mental thing that there's no way I'm going to be able to come close to even explaining what it was.
Sounds good.
But basically, it's a bit like... What's the dog or the cat? The cat. Who was the
Schrodinger's
cat? Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
So you're both alive and dead if you go into a black hole. Because I've got nothing. But basically, it's not good for you.
I didn't think going into a black hole would be generally good for my being.
But no, it's like
don't do that.
It's annoying me.
Yeah, I'll have to get up the thing. Let's
quick.
Basically, as far as someone watching you was concerned, like if someone's to watch, if we were to watch Steph go into a black hole, as far as we were concerned. As far as we're concerned, she'd be absolutely fine. But as far as you were concerned, like, it wouldn't be good.
So from whose perspective it is. Yeah.
But if you're watching, like, everything just goes on as normal.
So what would she be seeing?
Bits of, like, her particles, like, just coming apart and things.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like this conversation.
No. Don't go into a black hole.
Okay. Don't make me.
Why were we talking...
Okay.
What were we talking about?
Just because they found seven black holes, didn't they?
I don't know if they did.
Yeah, they did yesterday.
You were six a second ago.
Maybe they've probably found another one by now.
What does this mean for us, though?
I don't know, but like, if they found them, it's probably not good if they suck things towards them and they can see them from Earth. It's probably not
They
good.
Can see really far from Earth, though, can't they? Like, they can see, like, millions of light years away.
You can
away.
Get a camera now that can take photos of, like, the surface of the moon.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
How big is the moon, by the way?
It's big.
Is it bigger than... It's not bigger than the Earth, is it?
No.
Is it bigger than...
No, do you think
England?
Of it...
If England
well,
was
it's
round,
isn't it?
Yeah, if England was round.
It's bigger than that.
I feel like we should learn things about the moon. Like, are you going to guess how far away it is again? Or?
No, I'm all right with that now. I got heavily criticised for my moon knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know how big it is, actually. If you were to fold up a country, like, I'm guessing it's bigger than all of them.
But then it's bigger than the Earth.
No, as in bigger than any one country.
Oh, right, okay. I don't think it's as big as Africa. I'll tell you a fact about Africa. It's time for
Africa. Okay. Is it to do with the map? Like,
yeah.
Have we not already talked about this?
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah. You know when you see, like, Africa on a map, like, it's normally, I don't know, like, pretty small, like, the same kind of size as, say...
America.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes even smaller than America, but it's actually massive. Like, huge. It's, like, one of the biggest continents.
It's like...
So it's scaled.
Yeah, but it's
not... But it's not scaled, because, like, in relation to all of the other things, like, it's actually way bigger.
Okay.
So, but because, like, obviously, most maps were made in, like, the Northern Hemisphere, they prioritise...
That's interesting.
Yeah, and wasn't it because they wouldn't be able to fit it on a map? It would make everything really small.
Yeah, I think so. But also, they can't actually... You can't... Because of the world is spherical, you can't actually accurately get all of the countries on a map, like, flat.
No.
Like, that way. I think the only way you can do it is if it's one of those round ones and everything's like laid out like that.
But the other thing that's similar to that, you know, the underground, you know, when you go on the tube and maps, like they're not to scale. Like, it's just like basic bullshit. Like, the way that it's, they had to do it like that so that it looks like some of those places aren't even next to each other and stuff like that.
Have you seen that they're making a pedestrian tube map? So it can tell you, it tells you how long it takes to walk from one place to the other instead of getting a tube.
It's a good idea.
Because, like, if you wait sometimes for a tube to go from, like, Oxford Street to
Covent say, Garden.
Yeah, like, you can walk it in a matter of minutes, but because people don't know the way.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I have no idea, like, how far things are apart. I've got no idea how big London is. And it was only when me and you went, the last time we went, when we went to, can we say where we went?
Laser right? Quest?
No, well, we went to that clinic first, didn't we?
That makes it sound a bit weird.
But then, yeah, we went to Laser Quest and what else did we do? We went to a casino.
We got them funny yum-yum things.
Yeah. But, like, that day, like, you were like, no, we can walk this. And we walked around the equivalent of, like, five or six tube stops in, like, less than an hour.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
I didn't think that was a thing. I thought everything was really far apart.
When Dad used to work in Oxford Street, he used to walk from King's Cross.
Because I don't even know how fast the tube trains go. I presume they went, like, 100 miles an hour, but they don't. They probably go about 10 or 20.
No, they're faster than that.
Are they?
Well, my friend got faster her hair, 100. Like, sucked in out the window once, and her neck went...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was only when I went to other countries, for example, like a place like Stockholm or something like that, when I've been travelling, and you realise that it's all really small. And then when I came back to this country, I applied it and realised...
You tried that in London.
Yeah, but then my issue that happened was I tried it when I went to Tokyo.
Oh, God.
I think that's quite big.
Approximately 3 hours to walk from point A to point B, and it was only little on the map. Yeah. So it doesn't work everywhere.
Okay. Try it in London. Like, don't do the tubes anymore. Like, do the walkings.
Do the walks. Yeah. They're striking anyway for the next 2 days. Well, they're striking by the time this comes on. Sorry, I'm really tired.
So, like, my problem I always have, like, whenever I'm out in London, I try and walk anywhere, I always end up in the same place, and it's always, like...
Because they sell donuts.
No, I just always end up... Like, I'm just trying to find a pub or something like that, and I always end up on some sort of industrial estate or underneath like a road, like off the beaten track. Like, I don't know how or why it happens to me, but it always does.
You're weird.
I know. I'm not very good at stuff.
I like walking around London. I think you find better places.
Yeah.
Is that the news?
That's the news.
I think so.
Steph knows all about it.
Steph knows all about it.
So, today I was reading Cosmo. Really highbrow, that's why I'm so intelligent. And there was an article on it about saying holding in your words can hurt you, and basically saying about bottling things up.
Better out than in, right?
Better. Do you know, when I was younger, we used to have a saying which was better an empty house than an angry tenant, which meant if you needed to fart, you should fart, because otherwise it gives you stomach problems.
So like this holding in your words, what damage does it do to you?
So, like, there's been, like, loads of studies on people who, like, have, like, really bad stomach complaints and stuff. It's because a lot of the time they, like, repress things, and they say it, like, kind of comes out in your physical health. Like, your mental health affects your physical health. And I was intrigued as to if you thought it was true or not.
So, basically, all the people with the irritable bowel syndrome.
Like, yeah, that a lot of that is caused by stress as well. That's a well-known factor. And it's basically saying, like... Her point is, like, you shouldn't be an idiot or a nasty person, but if something is bothering you, there's better ways to approach it than holding it in. And I am the world's biggest bottler, so I was intrigued to see whether you thought I was going to die of some horrible disease.
I think all three of us are guilty of that.
Yeah,
personally.
Probably.
And I wouldn't have thought so. But I think there's I think there's legs in the theory.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So what should we do about it?
Should we everything that we want to say that we haven't said yet? Should we get it out now?
So it's kind of like what's that thing in America?
Group
like it's like the fifth. It's like the Fifth Amendment. Pleading the fifth.
That's the opposite.
No, we like
pleading the fifth is where you don't say anything.
Okay, no, we've got immunity for like
the Sixth Amendment.
Sixth Amendment.
Do you know what
I just made that up.
Okay.
it's like we've got immunity for the next 1 hour.
Oh God!
Say whatever you like, and like there can be no comeback.
Okay, Kev. The Big Bad Wolf. What do you want to say?
See, but that's that point. The point is, like, which she basically says, like, when we're babies, we're not conditioned to think, like, I shouldn't say this. Like, we scream, we cry and say, I'm hungry, I'm tired, like, and we just unabashedly say that kind of thing. Yet when we grow up, we're taught, like, you know, especially in Britain, you're taught to have a stiff upper lip and don't make a fuss. And it's like you're conditioned then to not say things in case you upset someone or make an awkward situation. Whereas, like, I think there's a fine line between it. I think that it's really good to be...
I don't like it when people air their issues in public.
No, no, no.
Like, I have had previous girlfriends, which I would think nothing of, like, having a massive domestic Barney, like, in the middle of a shop, for example.
I would genuinely just... run out. I can't think of anything worse. I have a friend who like, and she's quite proud of the fact that she does, if she's got an issue with her other half, like, she screamed it on a train before, and she is the most polite, like, well-to-do person, but she basically just says, well, this is the issue, like, we're going to sort it out now. Whereas
I think there's a time and place.
I can't think of anything worse than that. Like when I went to an HMV, we had that conversation before when someone actually spat in my face and didn't make a fuss. I worked in Stephen at HMV. I just took it. It wasn't. And I had issues with a certain female who we all know, who used to start on me all the time, throw drinks in my face and everything. I can't think of anything worse than reacting to something like that in public.
I probably would react to that if someone spat in my face and threw a drink at me.
You angrily push some crisps over or knocked a cyclist off their bike. To me, that is, I could never imagine doing that.
You once stole a man's trousers and threw them over a fence, didn't you?
Did you?
Shit. Right, let me tell the story.
Okay.
Right, so I was about 16 or 17 and I'd been at the Canary Club and I went into town to get some money. I was walking back and, you know, I never fight. I'm not a fighter. And there, two lads came over and one of them said, have you got a light? I was like, yeah, yeah. And I gave him a light and he lit a cigarette and he went, give us all your money. I looked at them and I was like, you look smaller and younger than me. Mm. And I was like, why don't you give me your money? And he was like, all right. And he sort of went to fight me and I punched one of them and he went down. And the other one, I just, like, one, the other one ran off. The one that hit the floor, I just pulled his trousers clean off.
What? He must have been terrified.
He must have thought I was going to rape him. Pulled his trousers clean off, shook them so all his money fell out on the floor, and then I threw them into the bicycle. Picked up his money and then just went back to the pub.
You big bully.
I'm not a bully.
No,
like,
no,
yeah.
That was a joke.
You're just a regular Robin Hood.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I am like in Peep Show where Mark gets like mugged, but all they did was politely ask him. For it. That would be me. I'd be like, okay, take it.
Me and Jamie got mugged on a train once.
Did you?
Yeah, some
mugged
dude.
Off.
Yeah, we must have been about 16, 17, something like that. And this guy came up to us and asked for all our money, but all we had was guitar plectrums. And we emptied out our pockets and he was like, I don't want your fake plastic money. Sorry, man.
Take your Monopoly money and leave.
Pretty sure he took them anyway.
I got mugged once as well. Like, some guy, I was walking home one night and two guys, like, properly set about me. And I didn't have any money on me. Like, I didn't have anything. So it was like they just literally beat me up for no reason. And they was like, well, what have you got? And all I had in my pocket was a Burger King voucher, buy one, get one free Whopper. And I was like, that. Like, with blood, like, pouring out my nose. I was like, I've got that, mate. And he was like, oh, fuck's sake. And he took it. I was like, right, boys, let's all get down Burger King and wait for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got mugged in Coventry. Yeah. But that was, I was too scared to tell my dad that I got mugged because... it would be my fault for being an idiot. But yeah, no, I think I've told you the story before when they pushed me up against the wall and no one helped.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, like two guys actually pushed me up against the wall. There was a whole bus, bus station full of people. They all just watched me and they took my stuff and ran away. And then a really nice Polish man in like a high-vis jacket came running back in with my bag and apparently he'd stopped them.
Oh, wow.
Which was really nice. And I went to the security thing and said, like, I just got mugged. And they weren't going to do anything about it.
And people say, like, immigration is a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. He was the only person that actually stood up to
it. All your Englishes did nothing.
Exactly.
Take him out for a buy one, get one free burger or anything?
I didn't. I think I cried in his face, said thank you about 1,000 times.
Cried right in his face.
Yeah.
So you just go a little bit lower so I go above you and you catch my tears.
No, I didn't get my camera back, but I got my purse back, my iPod and my bus ticket, which is the things I was most worried about. And I had my phone on me. But I was just—I remember being really, really worried because we'd taken loads of like not that kind of incriminating photos, but still photos I wouldn't particularly want people to see on that camera.
What?
Best not to talk about it, but not quite as bad, but still not great. And they've never surfaced as far as I'm aware, so I'm hoping they just
need to get searching. Crikey.
I'm hoping that as they were running, because apparently he threw the bag, like they didn't keep the camera, or maybe the battery ran out or something like that. So, yeah, fun times.
This is like our darkest podcast yet.
Yeah, I know. Remember that time we got mugged?
Yeah, I've never been mugged apart from for guitar plectrums.
Yeah.
And even that, it was quite pleasant for a affair.
You didn't get hit?
Didn't get hit, no. I've never been hit, I don't think. I was once going to get hit by a man... No. He owed me money. But he was really big. He was like a semi-professional wrestler. And he owed me money. And I got really drunk. And he'd owed it to me for ages. I got really drunk and confronted him about it in a pub. And he basically lost his shit. And he threw me across the pub. And then he like towered above me with his like and raised his fist back. My life flashed before my eyes, all that shit. And then his fist came swinging down. He stomped on the floor, got me full in the face with a wrestling punch. And then, I don't know if it was an accident on his part, I was like, shit, that was supposed to be a real one. But then by that point, all the bouncers like got him off, but he was too big to kick out the pub. So they kicked me and Jamie out of the pub instead.
Oh my God. What did you do afterwards? Just like running and bouncing off the walls? I'll get you!
Actually, they did. They came and found us afterwards. We went up to Tracks, me and Jamie, because we'd been kicked out, and him and his three buddies, they must have like guessed where we were going. And they were there, so they like got in this hub and they were like, break. And then his two buddies, they came and held me back. Because I think what happened was Jamie maybe threw something at him as we were leaving. And he went and got Jamie, and he got in the headlock. And he said, I'm going to choke you out. I'm going to choke you out. I'm going to choke you out. Just held him for ages. And Jamie was like, can you let go now? And then he let go. we shook hands and we went to tracks together.
This guy sounds like he's in like he just can't get out of the wrestling habit.
Well, he yeah, that all happened.
Oh my God,
that's amazing.
Choke you out.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine he was some kind of like Johnny Bravo character from.
He's big. I'll show you a picture. He was. He's actually quite an. He's on my Facebook. We're mates. We share the same birthday.
Does he listen to this podcast?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, my, show me him, I'll message him.
Yeah, well, he, when we were at school, like, I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying this, but he was, like, this tiny, scrawny, weedy, like, guy that, like, he had, like, long... If he was interesting, he had, like, long, greasy hair and stuff, and he was, like, yeah, real little kind of nerdy guy. And then, like, yeah, like, he just found the gym. I don't know if I can say that, but maybe. But, yeah, he's like, absolutely enormous. And now he's a model and, like, stuntman and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture, you'll be impressed.
I'd like to be a stuntman.
What stunts would you do?
I don't know who I'd do stunts for. That's not a stunt. Oh, that's really mean.
There's that film. You said you'd be really good at it.
There's that film, isn't there? That Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's animated. You could be like the live action version.
I'd only be like, the only person I'd be able to do stunts for would maybe be like Gerard Depardieu. Be his stunt double. What about you?
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't.
Just would you like to be a stuntman?
No, I thought it was like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I wouldn't like to like throw myself off a building. Like,
no.
My sad thing is, if I was going to be someone's stunt person, it would literally be that girl out of Tracy Beaker, and that's about it.
I don't know who that is.
No, I don't know if I know about this.
Okay, if you wouldn't have read the Tracy Beaker books, would you?
No, it sounds a bit girly.
What's the Tracy Beaker?
Yeah, it was like a young girl's like book, but I look exactly.
Is it a bit like that Adrian, the Secret Diary of Adrian Moles?
Oh, yeah, I read him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does it?
Do you know, like, I think they still make those books. He's like in his 40s now.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that can't be real.
No, I think they do.
That can't be real.
We should check it out. I'm pretty sure he still does diaries, or she does diaries for him. It's a woman writer, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. It's not a real person.
So this was that was the illustration of her. Does that help you?
And then we need to get that on the
Facebook.
They made
like a live action, like obviously she's quite young. So like I could easily, when I started school in year 7, there were some horrible people and they used to call me Tracy Beacon.
It's not the worst nickname.
No, when
I used to have long, blonde, greasy, purple and pink hair, I used to get called Matt Hardy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing. I once even got approached on a beach in Spain by a teenage girl who wanted me to come over and speak to them because she thought her little brother thought that I was actually Jeff Hardy or Matt Hardy.
When I was at Whitehill School, so when I was like 9-ish, I had my own little gang. And we were walking around the playground, and I was kind of the leader. And one of the older kids was like, "Here they come, Porky and Co."
Oh my God!
I turned it into a comic strip, like at school.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, Porky and Co.
Did you? Because I always like imagined that you were quite a slim chap.
No, why would you imagine that?
Well, I don't know. I just imagined that you like sort of. Grew into your form.
Is it because of all my tennis exploits and stuff when I was younger?
Yeah, I thought I'd seen like because at your wedding, for example, were you a slim chap then?
I think I was probably no, I don't think so.
No,
I don't know. Can't really remember.
Okay.
I kind of do that a lot.
Keeps me you, are you a yo-yo dieter?
Huh?
Are you a yo-yo dieter?
I'm not a dieter at all. I have weeks where I just won't eat any takeaway or won't eat any chocolate, and I'll just eat like sensibly at home and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's generally when you're abroad, like when you're away.
I'm the bad influence.
Is it so you like to look good for him when he comes back? I wonder if he'll notice.
He never does. Yeah, you are a bad influence.
You're a bad influence.
I think.
Oh no, well we both.
Is this us getting out? Is this still?
Oh yeah, we're doing it. No, yeah, I don't think this. I think you two are each other's enablers.
Oh wow.
Because not in a bad way, but like I don't think it's fair for one of you to blame the other.
No, I mean I think we equally get in trouble with our girlfriends because of what each other have done.
I like it that you just like demoted your marriage as well.
Yeah. Doing well.
Shit.
Yeah. See, I don't. There's no one else that I would eat like
that much
full breakfast with in one day.
Mm. Like on that Facebook,
like, it just wouldn't occur to me to do that.
Really?
That's definitely your idea.
No, I mean, like, there was that thing, like, you know, Facebook memories. Like, one came up the other day, and I didn't share it on Facebook, but it's me and you when I was working at the Albert about 4 years ago. And it's a picture of the bar. We've got four breakfasts there, but there's only two of us eating. There's, like a massive, like, fry-up, and then, like, two omelettes, like chips. And it's like breakfast time. It's like,
is it bad that you're making me hungry? Should we turn the show?
Get ourselves down the Albert.
I'm in.
I got some guinea pigs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have they got names yet?
Yes.
What are their names?
Well, they haven't really. Like, at the moment, they're called Badger and
Skip. What are they? Boys, girls?
They're both boys. And, like, Daisy wants to call them things like Toffee, but I want to give them a full name. I was just stopping you turning the page because it goes down there. Sorry.
It's our new shuffle section, though.
Yeah, I wanted to give them, like, a full name, so she'll say, like, can we call them Toffee? And I'll be like, well, can we call them Mr. David Toffee? And, like, she's like, no, just Toffee.
You told me off for Mr. Doggleson.
Yeah, I know. But she's calling one of them Badger, so I'm trying to push Skinny Pete for the other one, so we've got the Breaking Bad kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good name. Badger and Skinny Pete.
My only issue with calling, like, it's like when you call a dog Wolfie or something like that. Like, what if it's called Fergie? Really?
Yeah.
What if it ever met, like, a badger? And it'd be like, we're the same, and the badger would just, like, trample all over it.
Oh, I saw something amazing the other day.
Was like, it talking, that talk, you picked out your nose?
Talking about, like, things trampling over things. There was a crocodile, like, on Facebook, and it was, like, in some water, and there was, a cat, and there was some chicken, like, raw chicken, like, by the shore, so that someone put there to feed the crocodile. The crocodile was coming up and getting the chicken, and the cat was just hitting it on the nose. Now, I don't know who the fuck these people were that were just filming it. They were like, look at it, look at the cat, it's not scared at all.
Cats give no fucks.
But, like, the crocodile, like, and it opened its mouth right up, and it looked like it was going to get the cat. And then the cat would just go bang and hit it on the nose, and the crocodile would back down. And in the end, the crocodile just went back into the water, and the cat just stood there, like, winning the fight.
Have you seen that tiny kitten that faces off against, like, the massive Rottweiler?
It's just mental.
Like, cats, yeah.
Did you see, there was a video, I think it was somewhere in America, like a kid, it got caught on, like, CCTV, like, a kid got attacked by a dog. And, like, this dog, like, grabbed the kid and was dragging it by its leg, and all of a sudden this cat runs out of nowhere and, like, kung fu kicks the dog and, like, chases it down the street and then comes back.
Where's that spider? Oh, shit, sorry.
What's the matter with you?
There's a spider in
always the spiders.
In South America, and it's called the...
I don't want to know this.
I think it's called the horse-killing spider. And, like, it attacks horses. Like, it will, like, face off against a horse.
Oh, because it's small. Yeah. Have you seen that crab that... clamps down on the alligator's jaws and it can't open to... Because obviously they've got, like, the strongest jaws in the world.
Apparently with an elastic band you can keep a...
Yeah, but they have no... They have no opening power.
Like, going down, they've got all the power, but, like, opening, yeah, an elastic band can keep their jaws shut.
Yeah. That's why, like, people can wrestle them and stuff quite easily, because as long as they don't get it open, you're fine. So
that's an interesting animal.
I don't want to... No.
We'll do that on the same day that we flip some sharks upside down and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Have you seen that really cute video of, like, the shark that goes down, there's, like, a man deep sea diving, the shark comes over and they've got, like, subtitles, and the shark, he's, like, petting the shark and it, like, lets it rub his belly and stuff. And it's like, oh, no, don't make me, I'm supposed to be a scary shark. And it's like, oh, it's really cute.
Oh, I like the idea of this.
Yeah. Good.
Have you ever stroked a shark yet?
Yeah, big time. I've encountered a few sharks.
You love the sharks.
Yeah, my sharks are my favourite.
I was watching some Breaking Bad the other day, series 5. Only got about 10 episodes to go.
You're not going
to
say okay. Mr. Heck was in it because we did that.
No, I'm not. But that thing they do where they break the phones.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a funny thing
to
see.
Did you know what I did once when I was young? This is one of my most upsetting memories. I feel really bad about it now. So I was trying to be, like, a really cool kid. And there used to be this thing we used to do called phone dares, where you used to do stuff to your phone because they were, like, indestructible. And I used to have, like, one of those Motorola flip phones. And I was at that stage of, like, being a bit of a grumpy teenager, and my mum and dad had, like, said something horrible to me. And anyway, I was playing phone dares, and I threw my phone across a road, and it snapped. And then I picked it up, and I put it back together. And for some unknown reason, I thought the number I'll try is my mum and dad's house phone, see if it works again. So, because it kind of came on, but, like, I couldn't do anything with it. So I rang the number and I couldn't hear anything. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, oh, you don't understand. My parents are such dicks. Like, they're going to lament at me.
No.
And I was like, "There's so..." And I think I may have even used a C word or something horrific. Like, I look back at it now and think, what a little twat. And anyway, I came home. I said to my mum, oh, I'm really sorry. I broke my phone skateboarding. And she was like, okay. And she didn't say anything. And I went upstairs. And then, like, about 20 minutes later, some of my friends knocked on my door. And I went out to see them. And then one of them, like, swore. My mum was like, Steph, can you come here? And I was like, yeah. She was like, you need to send them away. And I was like, I'm really sorry they swore. And she went, I heard everything you said on the phone. And, like, oh, my God, I've never felt so awful. Like, my insides just, I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I heard everything. I think they need to leave and you need to go upstairs. Ooh. And it was just, literally the worst thing. It's the worst I've ever felt. It was so bad.
Wow. Also, in that story, the main thing I've taken is he used to be a skateboarder.
Yeah. Yeah. Not very good at it. I'm a bit loomy, but I get it there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to be a bit of a skater myself.
See, what? Why did none of them... They all had flip phones, didn't they? Why did none of them have an iPhone? Like,
what, in Breaking Bad?
Yeah, because I think that would have been quite difficult to break in half.
It was set slightly before the iPhone was...
And also, like, why would you waste money on a phone that you ain't going to snap anyway?
Well, why didn't they all have, like, Nokia 3210s?
Because, again, have you tried breaking those?
So they specifically, they got... Right, they had, like, a diagram, and it had to be, like, cost-effectiveness down this one and, like, ease of breakingness on this one.
Like the hot crazy scale and friends.
But like, they do that thing on there as well. Like, I haven't noticed it in any other episodes, but in this one, because it's all quite intense and there's a lot of telephone conversations, but they never say hello and they never say goodbye. It's really funny. So, for example, like, there was one where Mike phoned up Walt and he was, oh, this was the whole conversation. I've reconsidered. Okay. Just snap the phone tonight, and there's no, like... Like Mike just snaps phone. Like, there's no goodbye.
If we had that conversation,
I'd be like, "Hello,"
and you'd hung up on me. I would have called back. Sorry, what was that?
No.
You cut up there.
No.
Okay. Bye. Bye. No, bye. Okay. Bye. Yep. See you later. Yeah. Bye.
It's really funny when you watch it.
I worked at Country Properties, and I used to have to call the contractors. I did that really embarrassing thing once of saying "Bye, I love you" to one of the contractors. And I was like, and I put the phone down. And I got with him quite well, so I thought, oh, like, it'll be fine. And he came in with a bottle of wine and was thanks very much. And I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. And I had to explain to him it was a big accident. And then, like, I think he was half joking, but it just got really weird and awkward. And after that, I didn't like taking any phone calls from him.
I'm going to try that not saying goodbye thing next time I speak to either of you on the phone. So, like, I'm going to say what I need to say and then just hang up.
No, don't do that.
Why?
Because I'll get confused.
I've already told you.
I just think that you had the massive ump, and I'd think, what have I done to give you the massive ump? And then I would find out what I've got the ump with you about, and I would just send that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a video because of this. I used to know a guy that used to answer the phone with no, like, not trying to be funny or being ironic or anything, but with the word speak.
Oh God, speak to me.
See, like, the other thing I used to do when I was younger, and like this has died out, like, because like home phones used to be used a lot. And
444 444 444.
Yeah, you used to pick up.
We had this conversation.
Hitting 444 444.
I've had this. I know. I had this conversation with Emily because their parents, she lives in Purton, they still do it. And her boyfriend was saying, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, nowadays, you don't need to do it.
Because you don't, when you hear that, you don't listen to that number. But like, yeah. Oh, no, wait, I was supposed to start at 601. How funny.
It was something to do with, she was explaining to me, and it's something to do with, like, the old switchboards, and that's why people used to do it.
Well, but did they, when it was then, was it, like, six?
Yeah, basically.
Wow. Well, like, we used to have a thing as well, this is well before your time, but, like, you could have a cheaper phone.
A carrier pigeon.
If you shared your... if you shared it with someone else. So our phone...
What, have the neighbours come around to call our
dogs? No, weirder than that. Like, our phone had a button on it, right? So when you picked it up, you'd have to press the button and then to clear the line. But the people, like, four doors up were on the same line. So if they were making a phone call and you picked up the phone, like, you could hear them talking.
This feels like maybe this is... You know the soldiers with the water packs that used to think that? It feels like maybe your parents tapped into the neighbour's phone. No.
Pull that line up there.
It's the thing, it was just... at least get cross lines a lot.
Do you know what happened to me? When Danny and I moved into the house in Stevenage and we got Sky... we got given the same telephone number as someone else, and apparently that, like, basically obviously never happened, but they thought it'd been deactivated, but it hadn't. And what used to happen is we used to get half of his phone calls and he used to get half of ours. Like, you never know which line you're going to get through to. And I was ringing Sky and telling them this for ages, and they're like, no, someone's just picking the wrong number. And then he rang us up and was like, apparently he kept ringing it, and obviously it would say it was engaged because he was ringing himself, and then he finally got through to us and was like, you've stolen my phone number. He's like, you will be paying my bills. And I was like, I don't think it works like that. And then his mum used to call us all the time, be like, is Jimmy there? Be like, no, I'm sorry, you got the wrong number. He's like, my mum keeps calling and you keep fobbing her off. Like, I'm
saying what? You're not me.
Yeah, like, it was really bad. And then the man from Sky came out to fix it, and that's the end of the
story. Well, I keep getting phone calls, like, because I had an accident in the last 5 years. And I keep getting phone calls.
What accident do you have in the last 5 years?
When my car got reversed into and got written off.
Oh, yeah.
So I keep getting phone calls, like, daily from, like, companies trying to make me make a claim that, like, I'm not going to make.
I am.
And, like, because I've been watching Breaking Bad, like, and it drives me bonkers, I've started getting, like, quite sort of, like, don't ever call here again.
Whoa.
Like, things like that now.
Yeah, when I worked in a bar, I don't know if it was on or off air when we talked about I got the glass in my hand.
Oh yeah, it was on air.
So yeah, like, not long after that, I got approached in the town centre by, like, a dude, and he was like, have you had any accidents in the last year? And he looked at, I think I had, like, a bandage on. He was like, have you had any accidents in the last blah 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 at work? I was like, oh yeah, actually. And I sort of told him the whole story. I was like, you know, you could be eligible for thousands for a hand injury. I was like, oh, brilliant. It was Dan from the engine was my boss at the time. So I like went in there and I was like, oh Dan, just so as you know, like these people, they came and they spoke to me about like getting some money and stuff. So I just wanted to run it by you. That's not going to affect you, is it? He's like, you're going to sue me. And I was like, is that what it is? He's like, yeah. Oh, all right. So I didn't bother going ahead with it.
Oh God.
We get phone calls as well because our number is one digit different to a local surgery. Like doctors.
Oh, God.
So every morning at like just about 5 to 8, we get 3 or 4 phone calls. Like,
I'm sorry, we're going to have to amputate.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare. Like, people just phoning up. But like, it's got to the point, like, sometimes like I'll check the messages on the phone and it'll be like an old woman sort of saying, oh, I just can't make my appointment today. Can I come in tomorrow? So I've had to like phone her back and say, look, you've not come through to the right person. I'm not the doctors, but I thought I'd better phone you back. Oh. It's like I'm a receptionist in my own home.
It's nice that you do that though.
Yeah.
You should have an answering machine. Don't make up
the Denmark story, yeah?
Yeah.
You should have an answering machine that says, oh, this is not the doctors.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
When you do that.
Might do that.
Okay, yeah. Let's do
can
that.
Can we record
I
it
might,
for
I
you?
Might, can I well, get David Tennant to record it?
Yeah. That could be a thing.
Okay, should we do a wrap-up?
Yeah, man.
Game?
Game.
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 Okay, so we've been talking about twins because of that film called Twins. No,
Legend.
Feels
Legend.
Like that was years ago that we were talking about that. But carry on, because you've got to go to work, haven't you?
Yeah. Kiss. No, what was it?
Sleep with, marry, cruise.
Okay.
So the first set are the Olsen twins, the Cheeky Girls, and the Beddingfields.
Next time, by the way, we should do all the cruises.
Like Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruz.
Okay.
Cruise Peckham. Oh, God. This is going to be one of those bits that I cut out. Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, on hotness.
Shouldn't just be on hotness. You always tell him off for that.
No, but I'm just looking at them and it's not great. But
what do you mean it's not great?
Have you it's seen spectacular. Have you seen the,
seen the Cheeky Girls?
Have you seen the Olsen twins recently, though?
No, they're ropey, man.
They're really
harrowing. They're made of bone. Like, they look like meth heads.
Nah, they're all right.
Are we allowed to say that? Well, definitely, I'm going to marry the Beddingfields.
You haven't given all of the options yet.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we have the Beddingfields. So Daniel and whatever his sister's
Natasha.
Called.
Natasha.
I'd marry them because, like, I don't know why.
I'd marry the Beddingfields. I would sleep with the Olsen twins and take the
marry the Cheeky Girls.
I cannot imagine anything worse.
No, marry the Beddingfields, sleep with the Olsen twins and take the Cheeky Girls on a cruise because...
You could throw them overboard.
Yeah, yeah. And
they wouldn't make very good life
for us. They
could
just do their own entertainment and they'd probably entertain each other and then...
They'll probably be all about the karaoke if they were on a cruise.
I'd probably have to sleep with the Cheeky Girls and marry the Olsen twins. No.
I thought you were marrying the Beddingfields.
I'm going to marry the Beddingfields. I'll have a one-night stand with the Olsen twins and go on a cruise with the Cheekies.
I think I'd marry the Olsen twins. I say think, like, in a heartbeat. I would marry the Olsen twins.
Do they not creep you out now?
No, I like them. I think I would have a one-night stand with the Cheeky Girls and I would go on a cruise with the Beddingfields. I think it would be quite nice
if Cheeky Girls weren't available. Girls weren't available, we can just get a few twigs in the bed.
Yeah. With some strange accents. Okay, so then the other set is the Wilson brothers, Owen and Luke, the Neville brothers, and Jake and Maggie Gyllenhaal.
See,
I'd marry the Gyllenhaals in a second.
See, I think it's a little bit more political, this one, because I think Jake and Maggie are probably quite on a par with each other, aren't they?
Mm.
But I think, like, if you were to marry into, like, I think Luke Wilson and Phil Neville would have massive chips on their shoulders for being, like, the runt of the litter.
But because Owen Wilson tried to kill himself, didn't he?
In that case, I don't want to marry into that.
Yeah, so I would marry the Gyllenhaals in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would sleep with the Wilson brothers in a heartbeat. And then I suppose...
Do we need to, like, find out how the Gyllenhaals or the Beddingfields would feel about being married to each other?
No, they wouldn't have to be married to each other. They'd just be married to you. You could, like, take it in turns, like, on a day-on-day basis.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes it different.
Yeah.
I'd marry the Nevilles.
You're too far away.
Sorry, I'd marry the Nevilles just for the free tickets for Charlatan's gigs.
Right.
How would you put up with the boring life, though?
I think Gary's quite fun. He's quite funny on commentaries and stuff.
I would love to go on a cruise with the Wilson brothers.
So that leaves you...
Yeah, I definitely have to sleep with Jake and Maggie.
Yeah.
He would get upset if he didn't know his name.
I don't think he would.
Jack!
He'd be fine. Yeah, so the Wilson brothers. It's,
means one night stand with the Nevilles.
That's what I've... Oh, no, I'm taking all the cruise.
Jesus. It's a bad day. Kev, so, you're in the fridge. Wait, we need to wrap up and say goodbye.
I've missed the clarification of what you guys are doing.
So, I think I'm going to go on a cruise with the Wilsons and have a one-night stand with the Nevilles and marry Jake and Maggie.
Okay.
I need to go and feed Skinny Pete and Badger.
Okay. What's your clarification quickly then?
I'm going to marry Jake and... No, I'm going to marry the Nevilles.
For the Charlotte Sickets.
For the Charlotte Sickets. I'm going to...
Sleep with
Jake and Maggie and have a well good time on the cruise with those Wilson brothers.
Okay.
Maybe if we book it together, we can get a discount.
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay,
I'll speak to my people.
Do you know what I want to say anything about the Twitters and stuff?
You do that while I do this.
I thought you were getting changed. So you can contact us.
I've got changed.
Have you?
It's descended into chaos. We need to finish this.
You can contact us on Twitter at @breakfast_bad. Email us at breakfast.bad@outlook.com.
Sure.
Yeah. So we shouldn't be left to do things on our own.
Yeah, it feels a bit weird.
And Kev's mobile number.
Yeah. I guess that's it, right?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Heavy Kev.
This is Heavy Kev signing out. Bye-bye now.
Tell me you said it. It was amazing.
Are you going to say bye?
Well, go on then.
Bye.